This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed at least 125 people and injured 180 after police sought to quell violence on the pitch, authorities said on Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. Officers fired tear gas to disperse supporters of the losing home side who had invaded the pitch after the final whistle in Malang, East Java on Saturday night. The region's police chief told reporters, quote, they started attacking officers. They damaged cars, he said, adding the crush occurred when fans fled for an exit gate. Some local officials had put the death toll at 174, but the East Java deputy governor said the number of fatalities had been revised down to 125. The earlier figure may have included duplicate fatalities, he said. The stadium disaster appeared to be the world's worst in decades. Russia has attacked the Ukrainian president's hometown with suicide drones. This comes as Ukraine has pushed ahead with its counteroffensive that has embarrassed the Kremlin. Ukraine took back control of the strategic eastern city of Lyman, which Russia has been using as a transport and logistics hub. That's a new blow to the Kremlin as it seeks to escalate the war by illegally annexing four regions of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said more Ukrainian flags are flying in what was recently Russian-occupied territory. Pope Francis, meanwhile, on Sunday decried Russia's nuclear threats against the West and appealed to Russian President Putin to, quote, stop the spiral of violence and death. This is VOA News. European Union leaders will discuss the security of crucial infrastructure when they meet in Prague next week, following damage to the Nord Stream pipelines that many in the West have said was caused by sabotage. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The leaders of EU member states are scheduled to meet in the Czech capital October 7th. Three leaks, two in the Danish zone and one in the Swedish zone, were discovered last week, and the two major Russian underwater pipelines designed to ship natural gas to Germany. On Thursday, Sweden said its coast guard had found a fourth leak. The incidents come amid rising tensions between Europe and Russia over the war in Ukraine. While both NATO and the European Union say the leaks were caused by sabotage, they have so far refrained from directly pinning the blame on Russia. On Saturday, a Nord Stream 2 pipeline spokesman told the French news agency that the pipeline's no longer leaking under the Baltic Sea because an equilibrium has been reached between the gas and water pressure. There was no word on the status of the Nord Stream 1 leak, which was significantly larger. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More than 120 million Brazilians will vote Sunday in a highly polarized election that could determine if the country returns a leftist to the helm of the world's fourth largest democracy or keeps the far-right incumbent in office for another 4 years. The race pits far-right President Jair Bolsonaro against his political nemesis, leftist former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Burkina Faso's new junta leadership is calling for calm after the French embassy and other buildings were attacked. The unrest following the West African nation's second coup this year came after a junta statement alleged that the ousted interim president was at the French military base in the capital. France vehemently denied the claim and has urged its citizens to stay indoors amid rising anti-French sentiment in the streets. The whereabouts of Lieutenant Colonel Paul Henri Sandago Dambia remained unknown Sunday. He had himself taken power back in a coup in January. Recapping our top story, a stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed at least 125 people and injured 180 after police sought to quell violence on the pitch, authorities said Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. Officials fired tear gas to disperse supporters of the losing home side who had invaded the pitch after the final whistle in Malang, East Java on Saturday night. The region's police chief told reporters. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.